You're listening to SBS News.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will continue leading his country after the parliament approved a new unity government. Under the power-sharing deal, in 18 months, Mr. Netanyahu will hand over the prime ministership to his former rival and military chief, Benny Gantz of the Israel Resilience Party. The swearing-in of the new government comes after three deadlocked elections, a year and a half of political paralysis, and an additional three-day delay owing to political infighting. Mr. Netanyahu says he will go on upholding the values of Israel.
I, Benjamin Netanyahu, son of Tzila and Ben Sion, may their memory be a blessing, commit as Prime Minister and as future alternate Prime Minister to remain faithful to the State of Israel and its laws.
A three-year coalition has been approved by lawmakers in the 120-seat Knesset, the national legislature. 73 voted in favour of the agreement, while 49 voted against it. Mr. Gantz says compromises had to be made to avoid another election.
It is, at least for now, a functioning government, the first Israel has had in nearly 18 months, but its structure is unprecedented and faces severe tests over the impact of the coronavirus, annexation.
However, Leader of the Opposition and Chairman of the Yesh Atid Party, Yair Lapid, says he is sceptical of the agreement.
Look at how this government was established. Zero trust between the partners. Everything through lawyers and court debates, overriding the basic laws, people who don't believe a word the other says.
But the Prime Minister has vowed to use the political truce to proceed with the annexation of parts of the West Bank.
It is time to apply Israeli law and write a glorious chapter in the history of Zionism. This step doesn't delay peace, it brings it closer, because peace must be based on the truth.
The Palestinian ambassador to Australia, Izzat Salha Abdulhadi, says such a move would be illegal and immoral.
It will completely undermine a legitimate process to the two-state solution, to viable two-state solution, in addition to catastrophic impact on the peace and stability in the Middle East region.
Mr. Salha says the deal will have a significant impact on the relationship between Israel and Palestine.
It will create a sort of movement and anger among the Palestinian people to lose any hope in a comprehensive peace in the region and with an Israel-Palestine conflict. And they will lose hope in the two-state solution, and this means that we're going to apartheid system, which is not for the best interest of all parties, including Israel and Palestine.
But Mr. Netanyahu's first challenge will be facing a corruption trial after the Supreme Court rejected a bid to have him ruled ineligible to stand over the charges he denies. The trial will commence on Sunday. Sonia Lal, SBS News.